I played 12 years. I'm extremely thankful and blessed to have played the game for such a long time. And, you know, last year was an extremely tough year on so many levels. You know, our team wasn't very good. You know, I didn't play as well as I wanted to play. You know, it's just a really tough year, obviously, transitioning from Buffalo to Miami. Cultures being different, systems being different. You know, it just didn't work out the way that anybody had hoped. But at the same time, you know, I'm thankful for it all. Thankful for, you know, all the moments, all the friendships. And, you know, would I like to play again? Absolutely.
Would I like to play there again? Absolutely, right? Play again?
Yes.
All right, Sal. Let me tell you, our game, former Bills to come back, is all the rage now.
It took me one day to win it.
Yeah, so Jordan Poyer's
coming
back, and we do not know what capacity that is. So I don't know if you have any answers on that yet, or you'd like to just have an opinion on that, but Jordan Poyer is returning.
I mean, I'm just kind of stunned, to be quite honest with you. I did not see this coming. Actually, a few people, shout out to all those people who basically asked me, tweeted at me, or came into the live show last night. We had several, Matt Bove and I did, on the Always Game Day live podcast last night. We had a couple last night who came in and said, hey, what about Jordan Poyer? And honestly, I just completely dismissed it. So did Matt. We both did. And I said, I just don't see that happening. I don't see a world where they do that. I mean, he wasn't quite the same player his last year in Buffalo, and then I think even more so last year in Miami when we last saw him. And you remember he was the one that hit Keon Coleman in that game in Miami. He was a little late getting over, and that happened. And I think that was just kind of like something we had seen over the last couple of years. We also know that, sure, in Buffalo, he understands everything about the way the Bills do things. He understands the defensive system. I don't know what role they envision him playing. Is he signing to the practice squad like Micah Hyde did last year? Maybe this is all about that. I don't know. Like, this is just happening now. So trying to get more like info and details. We'll hear from Brandon Bean later today at 2:30 p.m. The practice squad's going to be formulated today. If he goes on the 53, someone has to go, yeah. Right? I mean, like, what does that look like? Who is that? So there's a lot of questions to be answered here that we just don't know yet.
So question for you, Sal. If it is practice squad, again, this would be the kind of thing we would wait to hear from Bean or from Poyer. I feel like it would be a different practice squad than Micah Hyde. Micah Hyde was never going to play, right? It was never really a consideration. And I wonder, because this is the start of the year, this is not just retiring. He'd be giving up on the idea of playing anywhere else. And I don't know if he's in the Jordan Phillips camp who said I would only play there. I don't know. Maybe I'm a little bit sensitive right now because I'm sensitive about safety. Like, I've got my concerns there. I think a lot of Bills fans do. And if he's going to play games, then, man, you just can't feel good about what's going on back there.
I don't know what Jordan's been doing specifically. I don't know if that – I came in when your clip was playing there. Did he say what he's been doing in, like, over the summer or
Owen has been scouting like his Instagram. Right? He's been traveling the world.
Yeah, he did a trip to Africa, right, and, like, right. Southeast Asia. Like, he's been traveling, I think, like, all summer.
All right, so my thought is here that, you know, If he's not quite ready football-wise, and he's been doing that, and he hasn't been in shape working out, trying to find a job with teams, then you may have to take a little time to onboard him to get him ready, to get him up to speed. And that would, to me, suggest put him on the practice squad, and then when he's ready, you elevate him if he gets ready. Or you could just, you know, sign him then to the 53 at some point. To go right from that to the 53 would be quite, I think, a statement on what they think about their current safeties, to be honest with you, Jeremy, like you just said, right? Yeah. So, again, let's just all take a breath and step back here for a second, because I want to remind everybody what happened with Jordan Phillips Sunday.
Yeah. Okay?
It was reported Jordan Phillips was signing and with the intention of signing to the 53-man roster. We learn 24 hours later that is not the case, was not the case. He was signing to the 90-man roster with the intent then to go on the practice squad, which eventually he will do today. So, again, I think we all just need to take a collective breath. Let's see where this goes, what the reasoning is, and find out a little bit more later.
Yeah. The other thing, too, Sal, is this is the second safety in the last 12 hours that we've had a report that they're signing.
Diana Rossini says practice squad.
For Poyer?
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Well,
there you go.
But that still could be, Sal, what you're laying out, which is they might think we might need to play him, and this is the onboard to make sure he's ready to go. Poyer on the practice squad is... To me, it's not as glaring a problem, but we might need to break glass in case of emergency back there. They might like him more than Hamlin.
Sure. I don't disagree. That could all very well be true. It could suggest that Jordan Hancock isn't ready to play yet and they need another guy, mm-hmm. right? What if we find out today Jordan Hancock goes on IR? Then remember what I said earlier, he can come back after four games. Mm-hmm. You need a guy. You know, maybe is that something that they're thinking of? I don't think this would be the reason, but I do want to at least mention they do play the Miami Dolphins early week three. He just played for the Dolphins last year, although I don't know if he knows the defensive system and all that, but you know there are other things at play that could be, but we'll see. And you know, again, a mentor, a guy that understands the defense, understands the system, can work with the guys who are currently on the team, the young guys, specifically Cole Bishop in this case, I would say, Jordan Hancock as well in this case. So it makes more sense now, again, take a step back, practice squad. Okay, what does that mean? It doesn't mean he has to play in games. Doesn't mean they're even intending on him playing in games. It could literally mean he's here to help us. He's here to help the guys on this team because we're trying to do our best to get them ready.
They're not about to just give away a practice squad spot, though, I don't think. Like, it's not that they necessarily did that with Hyde last year. I don't know, Sal. Like, I end up wondering if it's just...
Well, I mean, they do that sometimes just to bring a guy in to replicate somebody. I mean, they do that
right.
sometimes
right.
for different reasons.
It's just so early in the year, fresh off a camp... You know, like you would have a whole bevy of ideas on who you could bring back, and if it's just Poyer instead, I don't know. We'll have to hear what Bean has to say. I'll stop speculating about it, but I would anticipate that it is if we need him, he'll play. He wants to play.
Well, also, sure. I don't know what's common, Sal, like for how many at each position you carry on a practice squad. What I was getting to with Franklin, who they reportedly might sign, that was a report from overnight, is if Poyer on the practice squad now makes Franklin on the active roster more likely, and if that replaces somebody that's on the active roster.
Could be. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts today, guys. We could find out they claim somebody else today that we have no idea, right? I mean, like... Right. So there's a lot of moving parts today, but there are 17 guys in the practice squad. There's no longer like nine guys, right? I mean, like they get 17. So, you know, you say, well, you know, a practice squad spot, some teams use two quarterbacks in a practice squad, like the Bills. I don't think they're going to do that. So I wouldn't like just say that like every practice squad is valuable. There's no doubt about that. But there are a lot of different reasons why you bring different guys onto a practice squad.
Yeah, I guess I'm just trying to get to like, it feels like he could be a long way away from being on the field for this team, because if they're signing this other guy, and you've spoke about Cam Lewis's versatility to play safety, and he's done it, and Hancock's versatility to play safety. I mean, there's like seven safeties now that we're talking about, and he might be at the end of the list.
For sure. You know, it is a guy, and as Matt Bove just tweeted, I agree. Bringing back veterans who know the defense to teach young guys makes more sense than obviously just bringing him in on 53. So, again, I just want to reiterate, today's a day that we have to kind of take a step back. Let's see how things develop. Let's see what it is at the end of the day. If he's on the practice squad, then great. That doesn't mean he has to play. It doesn't mean that the intention is to play. It could be. I mean, like you said, maybe break glass in case of emergency.
Yeah.
Jordan Poyer said in whether that clip or another clip, he'd love to retire a Buffalo Bill. Like, this is a chance for him to do that. There might be motivation there, too, which is, hey, you know what, guys? I'll come in. I just want to show up every day to that building. I love my time in Buffalo. I want to help teach the younger guys. Maybe I never play in a game, but I'm there and I can retire a Buffalo Bill. Like that could be the case.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Sal. Thanks for checking in a second time with us.
All right, you got it.
All right, we'll keep you posted on what's going on with Poyer. The thing about this, I've got a person in the YouTube chat making a good point, I think, which is you should have brought him in months ago if it was going to help bring Cole Bishop up to speed.
Well, he was traveling.
Right. He wanted to skip camp. He's a veteran, but like, I could have used him for the last 3-4 months. And you don't need a practice squad. You just bring him on the roster if you wanted that. But I don't know. It is interesting. I think, right, we are, time is a flat circle. We're doing it again. It's the same as the Jordan Phillips situation, which is, and by the way, Gabe Davis would be the same too. These are the three positions we are the most worried about. Are they not? It's safety,
yes.
Defensive tackle, and receiver. And when they bring in a player, even if you are like happy with their receivers, the idea they would bring in Gabe Davis, this is before Shavers and Samuel and Moore are all on the roster on the initial 53. They bring in Gabe, and I think, you're not going to do something. It's not that bad over there, is it? Where you'd actually bring back Gabe? And then they have not done that yet. Same with Jordan Phillips. What? You're bringing him back? Who's getting cut for this guy? Jordan Phillips is going to beat out Dwayne Carter? Like, no, actually, that's not going to happen. And here's Poyer now, where it's what? Safety too? So
yeah.
They've got their holes. Like, this roster is good. There's no doubt about that. Very good roster. A lot of really good strengths, but these weaknesses, I guess, you know, this is life in the pressure cooker when we're all thinking like, oh, I don't want this one thing to be what derails it. And when these throwback signings come, like, I get a little triggered. Like, what? You can't be that worried about safety?
Yeah. By the way, the trip that he took was in the Brazilian rainforest.
Ah.
Is where he went, for those that are wondering.
Good.
He posted about it on Instagram the other day.
803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. Derek in Cape Cod. Hey, Derek.
Hey, guys. Let's just take it easy. I think he didn't call the Bills and say, hey, I want to play. Obviously, they called him to bring him to the team, whether it's practice squad.
It is practice squad.
Okay. What if it's sign a one-day contract and retire?
It's not. It's the practice squad. We know it's the practice squad.
Okay, so that's not a problem. I don't have a problem with him being on the practice squad and then eventually getting elevated to the 53-man roster. The guy had a C on his chest for the Buffalo Bills for a long time. Yeah, he had a year off. He didn't have his best year. But we're thinking Trey White's going to come back and be a good second corner. Why don't we think Jordan Poyer could do that? Again, he's had a C on his chest. He's respected in the locker room. I don't see it being that big of a deal.
Well, hold on, Derek. Oh, I'm going to get you one thing quick here. Trey White is 30. Poyer's 34.
Yeah, it's a
And Trey White, defense. People watched him have a good camp. Like, when Trey White came back, there were definite doubts, and there still are doubts going into the season. But we watched him have a good camp. Poyer just took all of camp off at age 34. So, like, you know, I think the comparison is fine, but there are big differences there.
I agree. But I don't think it's the end of the world, and I think the kid could come in and play. Well, obviously you need help.
If he plays, something went wrong. That's the point. Like,
I don't think it's that bad. But Bills.
Right, well, thanks, I mean, Derek. If Cole Bishop is good, he never plays.
Right. Or
that's just it. That's just it.
Or if Cole Bishop's not good, it's Hamlin or Jordan Hancock. You know, your practice squad players are not supposed to. Is it wrong to say they're not supposed to play outside of elevations?
No, like, you never want them
for special teams.
You should
teams,
never like, need them to play.
Or if they're good enough to beat out a guy on the roster, but again, like,
and something could go wrong. Bishop could be lost.
He have big
and
problems,
and they need to bench him. And maybe there's an injury somewhere else at the position, and they think Hancock's too young. But again, that is a list of things that could go wrong. You do need things to happen for him to get on the field. I think almost undoubtedly.
I just
want
to
starts with Bishop
at the risk of being whatever. I'm definitely not a pessimist. Like, I think they're going to be awesome this year, but he'll be a major asset to Cole Bishop. Micah Hyde was too, right? Micah Hyde was here last year.
Right.
Bring in Ronnie Lott. Bring in Steve Atwater. Bring in every safety to ever play to work with Cole Bishop. Like, okay, another asset, another guy to really try to bring this safety that you need to be something into being something. Like, okay, you can tell me he'll be an asset to Bishop. I'm not going to dispute that. The question is, will it make a difference? And if this was the best idea for Bishop, why wasn't it done earlier? And if he doesn't want to play, then he could have been hired as a coach. And if he does want to play, he didn't want to come to training camp. I don't know. Like, I don't – if he plays, it's not good.
And I'm still betting against that he'll play. Right. At this moment, at this very early moment in time on this.
He's an all-time great Bill. Like, he's going on the Wall of Fame. Like, he wore a C. So did Mitch Morse. Mitch Morse is retired.
And he just bought me lunch.
So did Gabe Davis. Gabe Davis is available and, you know, not on this team. So did – Tyler Matakevich. Right? He had a C.
I think he did.
Extendo Sports coming up.